I wish everyone a good tevach, a gevensht, a gesund tevach. Yemalei Hashem kol mishalos libchem l'toiva. Bereshus, imi mayrasi. It's a tremendous chus to be able to speak in the presence of my mother. Be'ezus Hashem, she shall live and be well and continue to enjoy Yiddish Anachas. I'm very grateful to the Neshei of Shari Tfila and Mrs. Drang, and the Neshei of the North Miami Beach Kailal and Mrs. Schneidman for giving me this opportunity every year. I don't know how many years, but I know it's a number, and it's not something that I take lightly. Not the privilege. I feel it's a tremendous chus. It seems like every year the number of people who attend seems to grow and grow, which is completely a credit to you. With so much coming out on a Motzei Shabbos, it's extraordinary. I mean, Kenai Nahara looking at the Olam, it's incredible. And so I truly appreciate the opportunity. My father's Atzal used to say, Mi Yadeya Mimachazik Esmi. You never really know who's giving whom the strength. I hope with this evening's topic, which I worked very hard on, you get chizuk. But I could tell you before I begin, I've already received more chizuk just being able to speak here and being given this opportunity year after year. It's something that I truly treasure. I'm opening with something that if you daven today in Shari Tfila, I actually already in the drasha, not in the Elul Power, in the drasha, I said it. Now, you'll hear a specific reason why I'm choosing to repeat it tonight. There's something I'd like to bring out that I didn't say this morning. But for those who were at the drasha, for you it's chazar, and I felt I needed to mention it. I wanted to give credit to Hagoyin Rav Moshe Shmelzer Shlita of Tel Chicago for bringing this story to my attention. And like he said, to say this story next week after Rosh Hashanah is mamish like the expression, it's like an esrog after sukkahs. An esrog after sukkahs is meaningless. I could tell you that if I would share this thought with you after Rosh Hashanah, or even on Rosh Hashanah, it would be even more meaningless than an esrog after sukkahs. In fact, it would be like the Gemara says, "Me'uvos v'lo yuchal liskayim." It's so crooked it can't be fixed. Now's the time to hear this story. I read it, I've said it, and every time I hope I continue to tremble from the profundity of the story. The great Reb Chizkiyahu Mishkovsky, one of our great, great Balei Musar and leaders, tells a story of a bocher who was learning in Ponovich. And one Rosh Hashanah he davened, Shachris, Musaf, and Azevi Mizok das Geitnisht. V'lo hitzliach lehispalel keroi, not with the hisseirus, not with the hislavos. He just didn't feel it. And obviously he was very broken. He would have hoped different. Now let's remind ourselves, surely part of the reason he was so broken is everything is decided on Rosh Hashanah. There's no softer or more pleasant way to say that. The Yerushalmi speaks out that on Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon, we don't take a nap. We know that halacha. Now, of course, there might be exceptions. A person isn't feeling well, or maybe they feel if they didn't sleep, they wouldn't use their time. So ask a shayla from your rav. But in general, the rule is we don't sleep because if you sleep, your mazel sleeps the whole year. Again, specifics, ask a shayla. But in general, we know that in the afternoon I'm referring to, we don't nap, so that our mazel shouldn't be asleep the whole year. The Yerushalmi speaks out, Dekulay hoylech basaresha. Your whole year is contingent on Rosh Hashanah. That's why we are very strict. Don't get angry ever, but certainly not on Rosh Hashanah. Don't be sad on Rosh Hashanah. Don't let silly pettiness on Rosh Hashanah get to you. I thought I had this seat and this one's in my seat, then I thought. The hakol hoylech basar harosh. Rosh Hashanah. That's it. So we, in fact, we know that we're extremely careful not to eat certain nuts, for the gematria of egos, which is a nut, is chet, and we want to stay away from chet. And we did mention the Bali Musa say, if you don't eat an egos because of chet, then you surely shouldn't do a chet, because chet is also the same gematria as chet. So we're very careful when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, dehakol haylech basar harosh. So that's why this boy, this bocher, who didn't daven well and just couldn't get into it, was devastated and shattered. This was for the whole year. And I just couldn't get it going. So he went to the Mashkiach, Reb Chatzkel Levenstein. And he presented his problem to Reb Chatzkel. Reb Chizkiyahu Mishkovsky interrupts the story and says, the boy thought that the great Mashkiach Reb Chatzkel would say to him words very encouraging, don't worry, every tefillah's choshev and every kriyashma's choshev, and the fact that it was difficult but you still tried, it's still... Reb Chizkiyahu Mishkovsky says, truth be told, if he would have come to me, I would have probably said that every tefillah, even shaloi ha'leches, it doesn't just seem to be going, I have so much going on around me, I would have told him it's still a gevaldika tefillah, and that is indeed true. For whatever the reasons are, that was not what Reb Chatzkel chose to answer the bocher. And after he poured out his heart about his concern, and his tefillahs just didn't go, there was no hisayris, there was no hisrachos, and he tried on Rosh Hashanah, Reb Chatzkel turned to him, and I confirm the exact lashon, the first word is just so precious. He turned to him and he said, Tayir Bokharo. My Tayir Bokharo. And now I'll say it in English. You think that davening with Kavana and Hisayrus on Rosh Hashanah comes to you on that day? A tefillah like that on Rosh Hashanah is a matana that Hashem gives you. And Hashem only gives the matana to those who properly prepare for the matana. And amongst the prime things that Reb Chatzkel explains is, you have to, before Rosh Hashanah, daven to Hashem that you'll be able to daven on Rosh Hashanah. You can't walk into Rosh Hashanah unprepared. You can't walk in and expect the emotion, the tears, the hislavos, the bren, the hisrachos to come pouring out. It don't work that way. To be able to pray that way on Rosh Hashanah is a matana. And to get that matana, you have to earn it. And he speaks out, utilizing El properly, with Torah, with Chesed, with Tshuva, with Mitzvahs. But top on the list is, and yes, I told it today in Shul. Do you know, I told everyone tonight in Shema Kalein, we already daven Meir. You have a long list in Shema Kalein, I'm sure, different people for Shalom Bayis, and for Shaduchim, and for children, and for health. Now you have a new tefillah. That's why if I would tell this to you Rosh Hashanah or after, it would be meaningless. You have 10 days to now add a new tefillah. Please, I'm begging Rebbeinu Shalom, please grant me the Siyata Deshmaya to merit that gift. In other words, I'm davening to you that I should be able to daven on Rosh Hashanah with the Gishmak, with the Hislavos, with the Yisraelimus. You can't just get that matana. You have to earn it. So you have about 10 days to beg Hashem that on Rosh Hashanah, from which Rosh Hashanah hoylech kol Hashanah kulay, that you're able in Rosh Hashanah to daven and merit that matana. Now, most of that, I said, and by the way, because Reb Mishkovsky adds just a 30-second nugget, which was so beautiful, I'll prove it to you, he says. Famously, the Chazal say, Mishatarach Be'erev Shabbos, Yechol B'Shabbos. You want to eat on Shabbos? Prepare on Friday. I mean, it's pretty funny for me to say that as the only man in a room to a few hundred Nashim Sekaniyos, prepare Erev Shabbos. I don't say that lightly. Shabbos is day 7. Erev Shabbos is day 6. What month is Tishrei? Month 7. Elul is month 6. Mishatarach be'elul yeichel be'Rosh Hashanah. You have to prepare. And the part I'd like to add tonight, before I even get to the topic, and I apologize I didn't mention it, that tonight's shir is Le'ilei Nishmas Hayalda Malka Bas Mazel. I believe tonight's her yahrzeit. Please have in mind the words Le'ilei Nishmas, the Neshama Tahira, of the Yalda Malka Bas Mazel, for her Neshama Tahira to be Zeichet to continue having a Lichta Gigan Eden. The part I'd like to mention, even before I really get into the tamtzus of the topic for tonight, is when I read those words, I realized that I was going to be speaking. I didn't realize a few hundred of you would be here. And maybe you might be thinking, well, it's not like I can go to shul both days Rosh Hashanah. A man might be able to go for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. I might only be able to go one day. If it's both days, it might just be, you never say the word techapa tefillah. I have an hour to daven a musaf shemina esrei. I have to leave after nesana taikif. I can come, I think I could only come because Baruch Hashem, the family's at home, the children are at home, there's so much going on. I don't know if besides tekiyas shofar I'll be there for 15 minutes. And it could be you're hearing the words and thinking like, if that, I don't even know that I can get to shul other than tekiyas shofar. The rest of my davening is at home. However much you can daven at home with everything going on. So to you, I was thinking, I'd like to say, adirabba. Not that the story applies less. If anything, the story applies kama upon him more. Because the fact remains the same, Zakti Yerushalmi. Hakol hoylech achar harosh. Period. So maybe if somebody was in shul 2 days, 10 hours a day, they could say, okay, this hour I wasn't zeichet to the matana, the next hour perhaps. But adarabba, if you taka have less time to daven, you have to chaperain something in shul, a quick shmina esrei, and an asana taikif, or a kedusha, or at home, when there's a bit of quiet, maybe with the children, whatever it is, you're going to daven privately for 20 minutes. Adarabba, you still need to be zeichet to that matana. Nothing changed. If anything, it only became far, 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 far more intense of a need. You need the matana in far less time. So then surely you have to, in the next days, 10 days, ask and beg. Whatever davening I will do, however much time I'll have, please, in that time, I'm begging, let me merit the matana, that it be with a hislavus, with a bren, with a passion, mimamakim, with tears. And so Reb Chaskel goes on to say that to enjoy the 7th month Rosh Hashanah, serious preparing has to take place during Elul. As we said, we, Baruch Hashem, still have approximately 10 days, a little bit more than a week left. Famously, Rabbi Eli Lapian, whose yahrzeit was today, says that it's the last week of the year that could be misaken for the entire previous year. We know that to be the week between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Rabbi Eli Lapian says it regarding this upcoming week. And so I want to quickly divide the talk into the three areas that we need to work on. Bein Adam La'atzmai, Bein Adam LaMakayim, and Bein Adam LaChaveray. Obviously, I won't be able to extensively cover all three, that's not possible. But if I know that this is the week to earn the Matana, this is the chance to make my Rosh Hashanah meaningful, not next Monday, now, then what could I do Bein Adam LaAtzmai, Bein Adam LaChaveray, and Bein Adam LaMakayim. So I thought to make the class, the shir, a little bit easier regarding these three, I always enjoy giving different acronyms for Elul. I know the most famous is Ani L'Dayi D'V'Dayi D'Li, so I won't be using that one, but over the last few weeks, in many drushas that I've had the privilege of giving, I've used some of these acronyms, not all, but I'm going to dedicate, maybe you're taking notes, you'll listen to the recording after, you'll think about it. I feel it's easy if I tie each of the three into a separate acronym for Elul. The first area we have to work on is Bein Adam La'atzmai. Now that's probably the most personal of the three. Because as I said last week, in Elokai Neshama Shenasatabi, everybody has their own neshama, and no two people have the same avoida. So don't let any psychoanalysis tell you, I know exactly who you are or what you're going through. That's ridiculous. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, because your neshama is very private to you. And no one knows the true you other than the Bayrei Yalam. And that's Bein Adam La'atzmai. That would actually be the acronym taken from this week's Parsha Nitzavim. In the middle, it's talking about the mitzvah of tshuva. And describing the mitzvah of tshuva, it says, Hashem says that if you try, I will circumcise your heart. Circumcise your heart is obviously an idea that if you're willing to try, He'll start circumcising your heart, pulling away, peeling away, I should say, some of the difficulties. When it says Hashem will circumcise your heart, the pasuk says, Umol Hashem lekecha, es levavcha v'es levav zarecha. Hashem will be there if you're willing to take the step to do tshuva. What's the first letter of the four words? Es levavcha. The es levav, aleph lamed vav lamed, elul. In other words, the idea of bein odom la'atzmoi, a very personal tshuva, that you know best what you need to work on, stems from the acronym of Elul found in this week's Parsha, Parsha Sitzavim, Es Levavcha, the Es Levav, and the last word is Zarecha, your children. The first letter of those four words spells that Hashem will be there to help you. And that is the acronym to work on for bein odom la'atzmoi. I mentioned in the past, perhaps even at one of our gatherings, Reb Yankov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadik Kol Shevracha, famously says over, not to work bein odom la'atzmoi is as silly as the following tale. Imagine you have a three-year-old, and when it's time for his upshare, and you buy him the beautiful pair of tzitzis, Ani Ben Shalosh, and sometimes you could buy it adorably with a character on it, or a choo-choo train, or whatever it is, you could buy it with whatever you want. Now that's very nice on a three-year-old. I guess if he's starting first grade and he's still wearing the Ani Ben Shalosh tzitzis, that's pretty funny. Far funnier or not is that he's now a bar mitzvah boy and he's walking up with the suit, the hat, he's looking excellent. You're able to look under his shirt and see that he's wearing tzitzis that say Ani Ben Shalosh. And imagine how ludicrous that 10 years later when he's 23 and he's standing under his chuppah, he's proudly with the kittel, the mother's putting it on, al zding, and under is tzitzis that say Ani Ben Shalosh. That's ridiculous. One has to constantly upgrade and change their pair of tzitzis. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says it's not so funny. Because if you can't work on Bein Odom La'atzmoy, if you can't graduate to the level of Es Levavcha V'es Levav Zarecha, and let's say you're still doing things the way you did a few years ago, has your level of tzniyus improved? Just asking. Your Shmiras Halashayim, Shmiras Shabbos, whatever it is. Because if everything you're doing is the same way and not improving is the same way you did without any spiritual growth as 5 or 10 or 15 or 20 years ago, then that's as ludicrous and as silly as the 3-year-old who's now 23 and wearing tzitzis that says Ani Ben Shalosh. And Rabbi Yaakov speaks about this in great detail. How could it be that your connection to the Creator now is the same that it was 10 years ago? In any area that you personally need to work on, not to steig and not to grow and not to work on it, is as silly as a 25-year-old wearing 3-year-old tzitzis Ani Ben Shalosh. But obviously you have to take stock and look back. Is my level of tzniyus better than it used to be? If you could comfortably answer yes to all the different questions I asked, you're constantly upgrading your spiritual pair of tzitzis, and that's the way a person should be. That's a relationship in Odom La'atzmoy. It's very personal, super personal. Nobody knows it but you and your Creator. But if you're looking, by the way, you know, I want to be happy. I just mentioned a few days ago something based on the words of Reb Shamshon Ufal Hirsch. Reb Shamshon Ufal Hirsch famously tells us, a yesod, that when two words in Hebrew sound similar, their meanings are to be connected. And based on that, Pnina Malatari gives a beautiful proof. What is the word to be happy? Sameach. What is the word to grow? Tzameach. Sameach. Tzameach. They certainly sound similar enough. Based on that, Pnina Malatari says, based on the Yesod of Shamshon Ufal Hirsch, their meanings are obviously connected, directly correlated. You know, you ask somebody, are you happy? What is a person happy with? What's a person? I mean really, really, really happy. A happiness that lasts, that's genuine, that's sincere. When you are a tzameach, you find true and eternal Sameach. I'm not talking about the fleeting one that might happen from something materialistic. I'm not talking about that at all. But when you become a person who's Sameach, you grow, you change, you're constantly updating your spiritual pair of tzitzis, that brings you inner joy. You know the feeling, you felt it from time to time. That feeling, that simcha, because Sameach brings Sameach. And that's the acronym of Es Levavcha V'Es Levav. It's very personal. And it's bein odom la'atzmai. By that I mean between you and yourself, because only you know truly the areas you need to work on. And so I think the first thing, obviously what I'm saying is true for the entire year, but if we're approaching a week that serves the dual purpose that A, I could be mesakin for the whole year. I mean, that's a staggering thought. That means that when you are approached with a challenge, let us say this Tuesday afternoon, I don't know, wear something or not wear that. Not sure. Well, whatever the challenge is, and you're able to successfully pass that challenge, it would be nice to always do it. But if you do it at least this week, it's mesakin for the entire previous year when you were put in that situation. And the other purpose it serves from the dual purpose is that it means I'm begging Hashem by the way I'm behaving in El, I'm preparing in month six so that I could eat properly spiritually on Rosh Hashanah. Major opportunity of the present to help my past and to help my future. Now, when are you going to get the chance? Just say, when are you going to get the chance? I have a week now to live in the present, to fix my past, and build my future. Seems like a simple challenge. So that's the first acronym, Eslevavchav, Eslevav Zarecha, Bein Odom La'atzmai, to constantly update the paraphrases. We give multiple examples, but you know best what the area to work on is. I can simply say that if you pass the test and become a tzomeach, you grow, you shtay, you change, you improve, that brings you true sameach. The second acronym is the acronym that involves Bein Odom Lamakim. Now here I'm going to give a little bit of a different twist on my understanding of Bein Odom Lamakim, which usually is translated to mean between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whereas the first one was very, very personal between you and yourself, this is between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And for that I've chosen the acronym that I used once a few weeks ago, actually when I spoke in the Kailo, I believe it was. But here I want to explain it a little bit differently. And that's the acronym of every Jew is asked to be Ohov Lemala V'Nechmod Lemata, which usually is translated to mean that you're somebody that is beloved in Shemayim and cherished in this world. Let's do that again. Ohov Lemala V'Nechmod Lemata is Elo. And that's my acronym this evening, Matzah Shabbos Kodesh, for Bein Odom Lamakim. Let me explain what I mean. I want to translate the words a little bit differently. I think it means Ohov Lemala. How do you become someone who is beloved by Hashem? V'Nechmod Lemata. By being someone who the world down here, not just Klal Yisrael, cherishes. When the world looks at you, oh, I know the word I'm looking for, Or Lagoyim. Nothing says it better. Or Lagoyim. When people, Klal Yisrael, the world, find you living up to being an Or Lagoyim, when you live up to the words, V'Nechmod Lemata, you're cherished by people in this world, that's how you become Ohov Lemala. You become beloved by Hashem when you're someone who is V'Nechmod Lemata, you're an Or Lagoyim. Today we read a Haftarah, oh how close we are to Mashiach. And the Haftarah begins, Kumi Oidei Kiva Oidei. And this is Yeshayahu HaNavi, the Navi Yeshayah giving us a glimpse of Mashiach's arrival. Kumi oiri, rise up and radiate. Kiva oirech, your light has come. This is Hashem talking. That's it. How long have we waited for this? Kumi oiri, kiva oirech. Hashem says to us through the words of the Navi, your light is here, your light is here. And by the way, the very next pasuk after it says your light is here, indeed says, as I proved, v'hochu goyim la'oirech, now all the nations will walk by your light. We did it, Rabbi Say, we did it. Okay, so you're in the middle of Shiputzim on your house in NMB. You got to put it on hold. We're all going to Yerushalayim. Finish it up there. Jerusalem stone, change the plans, whatever you had, finish it there. We did it. Kumi, kumi, oidei, kiva, oidei. We did the light. Now, Chazal say that we tried to do this light twice. We weren't successful. When we had a Mizbeach, Aaron, who was our representative, lit the menorah. Oh, that was extinguished. Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash he put 10 menorahs. They were also extinguished. So we have to light the light for the final time, and it's not going to ever go out. Now, are you okay with this? Rabbi Yochanan gives an analogy to that I just told you, that we lit it twice, it went out, but we got to do the third one. Ready to do it? And here's his analogy. The Jewish people's situation is like a person traveling at dusk, the darkness of Golas. Someone lit a candle for his sake, but the candle blew out. Another person came along and lit the candle for his sake, but that candle also blew out. At that point, the person resolved, the traveler that is, I have to wait until the light of day to continue my traveling. That's Rabbi Yochanan's metaphor and analogy for what I just taught you. Now, I'm not going to put anyone on the spot, but I would almost imagine if I would ask you, without doing too much thinking, in that metaphor, the traveler, who's the traveler? I imagine without much thinking, most people would call out, and I would have thought it's correct. The traveler is us, Klal Yisrael. Oh my gosh, how many times have you heard the metaphor, we're traveling in Golas, we're traveling in Golas, we're traveling, we're traveling, we're traveling in Golas, we're traveling. Guess what? That can't be correct that the traveler is B'nai Yisrael. Because I told you earlier, who lit the menorah in the Mishkan on our behalf? Aaron. That means we're lighting it. Who lit it in the Beis HaMikdash 10 menorahs? Shlomo HaMelech on our behalf. That means we're lighting it. Going back to the metaphor, someone lit a candle for the traveler, it blew out. Someone lit a candle for the traveler, it blew out. So how could we be the traveler if in the analogy, we're doing the lighting? The answer is, surprisingly, in this medrash, the traveler is not us. We did the lighting. The traveler who has no home is the Ribbono Shel Olam. As the Gemara Makkah says, Shchinta Begilusa, he has no home. And so he's roaming and traveling, he with the capital H, in Golas. We tried to bring him home once, it was extinguished. We tried to bring him home a second time, it was extinguished. For Mashiach to come, we have to be in Or Lagoyim. That light will bring the traveler home. And that light will never be extinguished. That's called Or Shel Mashiach. And that's today's Haftarah. Kumi Aydi, Kumi Aydi, Kumi Aydi. You did it! You lit the final candle. Kiva Oireh, the Goyim see it. I could see it. Let's all go to Yerushalayim. B'shalom u'b'shalva. The traveler, he, Ribbono Shel Olam, no longer needs to travel. We've become in Or Lagoyim. We've lit the candle. And that, I believe, Ohuv Lemala, to be beloved by Hashem, we have to become V'nechmod Lemata. Now, again, all the questions I'm asking, I'm posing to myself. But I think they're questions that are kedai to listen to. So when you are out there at work, supermarket, vacation, walking, canal, are you an Or Lagoyim? I mean, they're watching. Reb Elchanan Wasserman, when he came in 38, I think, was it 37, almost 100 years ago, he was staying in the Broadway Hotel in Manhattan. At that time, the teenager, Reb Moshe Sher, was taking care of him. As they were walking to the elevator, Reb Elchanan, Hashem Yim Kamdomo, turned to Moshe Sher, who was a teenager at the time, and said, Via zeis zokmin gut morgen of English. How do you say good morning in English? This is from Reb Elchanan, HaKadosh V'Hatar. So Moshe Sher told him how to say it. At that point, Reb Elchanan, waiting for the elevator to come, practiced in front, pacing back and forth, good morning. He worked on it. The elevator finally opened up. In those days, there was somebody who apparently, I don't know quite what they did, but they stood in the elevator and helped you, predated me, but they did something there. And as soon as Reb Elchanan walked in, he looked at the person and said, good morning. And when they got out of the elevator and they were out of earshot, he turned to Moshe Sher and said, Hab ich gut gesagt? Did I say it well? Or Lagoyim, Or Lagoyim. You become Ohov Lemala by being V'nechmod Lemata. Just tell you one other maisa before we go on. about 40 plus years ago, could be, I said to Maisa, there was a bocher who was in the back of a taxi, and he was a rangatan in learning, so he got out and didn't pay because he thought that he had gotten a ride from a chaver, hitched a ride, he forgot it was a paid taxi. Now this driver was totally secular, completely lo dati, irreligious. He looked in the rearview mirror and saw it was an innocent mistake. The kid didn't mean to rook me. He was involved. It was true. Learning, he pulls away. All right, I didn't get paid. Yeah, such a thing could happen. The bocher said, oy vey, what did I do? That's not v'nechmad l'mata. He realized he made a mistake and he ran after the taxi driver and he's running after him quite a bit, maybe 10, 15 minutes. Out of breath, he finally catches up. There's red light, green light, green light, red. He catches up, he knocks on the window and the driver rolls it down. This irreligious driver, and he looks at the bocher and says, ma, ad po? He said, I didn't pay you. Our mission is to be an Orla Glayim. That's for every person. V'nechmad l'mata makes you of l'mata. This is Bein Adam l'makim. And so he paid. It's tremendous. Now, 40 years later, which is up to a couple years ago, this bocher is now in his 50s. He's walking in Yerushalayim and he sees that there's a sign advertising his favorite topic, Kiddush Hashem. Some rav, he doesn't know who it is giving the topic. So he attends the lecture that night in Yerushalayim. He's blown away. The rav has a langa vaisabart, mitazag greisa hajas panim, a beautiful looking rav. Fantastic drasha on Kiddush Hashem. The guy in his 50 goes over to the rav afterwards and he says to the rav, I loved your drasha, but now I know that feeling a little bit, and it's not so geschmack, you know. You almost wish the person didn't come over. What's the but? He says, you said that if you do an Emes HaKiddush Hashem, you'll always see the pay rise of your Kiddush Hashem, the fruits of your labor. And he quickly recounted to this beautiful-looking rav, 40 years ago, I did an incredible Kiddush Hashem. I was v'nechmad l'mata. I was an Orla Glayim. I ran after an irreligious taxi driver 15 minutes, and I went ahead and paid him. But where, he says to the rav, are the pay rice of my Kiddush Hashem? Incredulously, the rav looked at him with tears and said these words, Bubala ani hanahag. I am that driver. I was that person 40 years ago, but when you went ahead and did what you did, I became Chozer B'tshuva. I am your peiros. I am the reason that I am who I am today. And that's the second thing, is please remember, we're living in the present to fix the past and build our future. Bein Adam, how I am Bein Adam, Lamakom, impacts. I think we're all pretty ready for the words of Taira, Kumi Ayrikiva Ayrech. And the third and last one, Bein Adam Lachaveirai, that might be the hardest. Just saying. And the acronym that we've chosen for that is a well-known one taken from Megillas Esther. There's a mitzvah to treat people nicely and to give the poor people money. It's called Ish L're'ehu u'matonas lev yainim. The first letter of Ish L're'ehu u'matonas lev yainim, Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, because when you fulfill that acronym, you've been successful. Bein Adam l'chaveiroi. Ish L're'ehu u'matonas lev yainim. I want to quickly tell you a pshat that I saw from the Radomsker. I think I would like to still use it on Rosh Hashanah, but it's just too awesome not to keep saying. I feel that not sharing it with people is a crime. Says the Heilige Radomsker, we're davening Musaf Rosh Hashanah, and we just started Zichronos. And right in the beginning of Zichronos, we say, Ki Dorishecha L'Oilam Lo Yikashelu. Five words in English. Ki Dorishecha, those who seek You Hashem, la'olam lo yikashelu. They will never stumble. That's the pashup shot. Says the Radomsker, how about if you put the comma after word three and not the second word? Ki dorishecha la'olam. You know who you should seek out? La'olam. Daven for the world. Daven for someone else. Daven for another person going through a tzara. Because if you will take the approach, ki darishecha lo'olam, you'll seek out and care la'olam for someone else, you'll merit lo yikashelu. You'll never stumble. I don't want to go into it in greater detail, especially if I use it on Rosh Hashanah in a drasha, but he does speak out. That's why Rosh Hashanah is called Yom HaZikaron. Most people think Yom HaZikaron means that Hashem is remembering you. The Radomskis says, while that's true, he brings many proofs. Yom HaZikaron means it's a day for you to remember your friend. Yom HaZikaron, remember someone else. Ki darishecha la'olam, if you will seek and care about someone else, lo yikashelu. That's ish l'reyu matanas l'vyayinim. That is bein adam l'chaveroi. I'll share with you very quickly before we end with hopefully something inspiring and a bracha. I was privileged that I was in Eretz Yisrael a number of months ago to hear this story. I guess I take it a little personally. I know I've said it a few times, but I want to repeat it because it was told to me. And so I was so happy to write it in print in an article for the Inyan magazine, to use it on a video. Subsequent to that, the story's all over the place. And that's wonderful. I'm happy. I'm fine with it. But I had the Zuchus Kli Rishon, it was told to me in Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos afternoon. A dear friend of mine told me that there's a young man today in his 40s. He lives in the New Jersey area. When he was 12 years old, he had a difficult life. 12-year-old boys, unfortunately, living in Talpiot, lived on the streets. They left their home, Nebuch, Rachmanu Litzlan, Lo Aleinu, and they survived. They stole mattresses and kept it in an abandoned warehouse, and they survived eating. Every day someone stole from a makolet, the 12-year-old kid, enough food for him and the boys. Friday, they obviously had to steal double, because every makolet would be closed on Shabbos. Nebuch. One Friday, the young 12-year-old, the kid, he was charged with stealing double, but he felt he was being watched. He froze up and he only stole enough for one day and he ran out. That means already when it was the middle of Friday night, because they didn't have enough for 2 days, they were already starving. As they started to roam the streets, ve'enenu, nothing. 12-year-olds roaming the streets, tapio, nothing to eat. One of the boys was excellent in climbing, and he noticed that on the third floor, there was pretty easy access to smash a window, break into an apartment, and he climbed up the fire escape and he broke in. He saw on the countertop a piping hot crock pot of cholent. He couldn't pick it up, so he used a towel, and he stole it. He came down the fire escape. They couldn't eat it then because it was so hot they didn't have any utensils. And so he went ahead, and they went ahead, I should say, waited till it cooled down. And when it cooled down, he told me, "Hey, Mama shoveled it in like this." I guess the Yiddish boy is a Yiddish boy. He felt badly he stole. He returned the crock pot and towel. He went back up. In the morning, the family that was broken into in the apartment building realized it was probably the 12-year-olds, those hoodlums, those vagabonds, the homeless kids. They broke in. The week came and went. Now, I want to ask you a favor. Don't assume, if you haven't heard it from me, that you know the ending. Because I'm pretty sure if you've never heard it, you don't know the ending. The next Friday, a different boy was the one who was charged with stealing. And as incredible as it sounds, when he broke in, he also, for some reason, froze up and only broke enough for that day. And he was too scared to steal double, ran out, and they found themselves the next Friday night in the identical, exact same predicament. It was the middle of the night, they were starving. They roamed the streets, nothing. Now, you never break in. I mean, you should never break in, period. But I imagine if one breaks in, you don't bring it to the same place 2 weeks in a row. That's got to be the dumbest thing a person can do. They'll be waiting there with who knows what. But the boys were starving. That good climber climbed up again. He broke in, smashed the window that was just fixed. And on the countertop, he saw two crockpots of cholent. And on the second one was a note, Yiladim, Zebishvilchem. My dear children, I made this one for you. Could most of us have guessed that there was a second crockpot of cholent? I imagine. That is not what turned his life around. When he ended up coming down, he He said, someone wrote a note. Ish l'reyeh u'mataras levyayinim, ki dareshecha la'aylam, 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 la'aylam. She was seeking 12-year-old boys to bring them back home. He said that note is what did it for me. He didn't wait till after Shabbos to go home. That night, he went home. And although the next sentence may sound like a cliche, I could tell you it's true. I know his name. In fact, I said it over in the summer when I was visiting some communities, and they were like, yeah, we all know who it is. I was even introduced to the person, so I could tell you. I won't say his name. Today, as I told you, 30 years later, he's a 42-year-old man. A chesed machine. An absolute, absolute chesed machine. But his biggest chesed is for 12-year-old boys that really have no home. Because he was that boy. And if you live in his community, you just say his name, everybody knows. There's no one like. And when it comes to boys who are having a hard time and struggling, he's the man. Because he was that boy 30 years ago. When someone did Kidar Shecha La'olam, when someone fulfilled Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, when someone fulfilled Ish L'Rei Mataras Avyayinim by saying Yiladim Zeh Bishvilchem. So that's the challenge of the evening. I could have given this to you next Wednesday night after Rosh Hashanah. Meaningless. You have a week to prepare. It could be the last 3 weeks. It maybe didn't happen. I don't know. It's been very busy. Kids back to school. Start. Just a ton going on. A ton. You got a week. Live in the present to be able to fix the past. And as Yitzchak Levenstein says, to build your future. Remember to do it bein adam la'atzmai, es levavcha ve'es levav. Remember to do it bein adam la'mokoyim, ohov l'mala, by becoming v'nechmad l'mata. And remember to do it bein adam la'chaveroi, ish l'reihu matanas avyayinim. That means when you have this week, chaperayin the opportunities. You still got time. You still have time. Chaperayin the opportunities. In fact, it just dawned on me to conclude that I've been doing so many acronyms for the name Elul that I left out my personal favorite. When a person uses the washroom and they come out after and they make the blessing, Asher Yotzei Yevshar L'Sky V'Lam L'Fanecha, I could never stand in front of you if my body didn't function. Which word means I could never, I can't? E. Get rid of the E. Rabbeisai, get rid of the E. What are the next four words? Efshar Lehiskayim V'La'amayd L'Fanecha. Elul. You can do it. Efshar Lehiskayim V'La'amayd L'Fanecha. We can do it. I said this over three Shabbosos ago in Gibraltar, and somebody jumped up and said, after I said, literally he jumped up, we started to dance together, it was unbelievable. I said, the rest of the year you should, but it's hard, but Elul, you can do it. He said to me, the word E that you're throwing out, how do you spell the word E? Aleph Yud. Aleph Yud is Begematria 11. That represents the other 11 months. The other 11 months, sometimes it's hard. Elul, Efshar Lehiskayim V'Lamoy L'Fanecha. So if you heard the words we said about the last 40 minutes, I'm telling you, hear me clearly. Efshar Lehiskayim V'Lamoy L'Fanecha. You can do it. You can do it bein adam la'atzmai, you could do it bein adam la'mokayim, and you could do it bein adam la'chaveirai. May we thereby merit the bracha of the opening words of the parsha, atem nitzavim hayayim kulchem, about which they say, based on the Zayar, which day are you standing? It's talking about Rosh Hashanah. Now, the much more common word for standing is oindim, not nitzavim. Why doesn't it say on Rosh Hashanah oindim? Why nitzavim? The Slonim Rebbe Nesiva Shalom says so beautifully, because oindim means I happen to be standing. I happen to be sitting. I happen to be standing. Nitzavim means you stand with a confidence. You stand with a purpose. You stand with a healthy assertiveness. May we all merit to go into Rosh Hashanah, however much davening we could do, however little davening we do, wherever we daven, don't go into Rosh Hashanah oindim. I happen to be praying and standing. Let's prepare in the present, like Reb Chatzkel says, prepare and beg, beg, beg. Let me have that matana. Because when you get that matana, we'll all merit together. Atem nitzavim hayoyim. We're standing with a purpose. We're standing with an assertiveness. We're standing with a healthy confidence that the Ribbono Shel Olam will be'ezus Hashem grant all of us. The kesiva v'chasima toiva. Yiddish and nachas from the whole family, and enjoy it, gesunte heit.